running.
It's an amazing machine.
You see the machine.
When the tape ran out, you were telling me about
the Beto.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And about how
propelled with an oar.
You said that you tied it up to, what did you call that?
I said a stob.
Uh-huh.
S-T-O-B, that's what they would call it.
Uh-huh.
You just drive an iron pipe in the ground. If it was a bush, say, you tied it to that. But you see, if it wasn't, you just...
Uh-huh.
That's what, and of course, some people would just throw an anchor down, but in a small lake like this, what we have, you don't need anchors. Not unless you're way out in the middle of it and want to stop and fish right there.
If you had a boat on the land and you, how would you get it in the water? Would you just kind of...
Take them off of your truck and put them on the ground, slide them down the hill. Nearly always right down the hills. Occasionally you find a flat lake, but most of them, you slide down the hill.
What would you call that?
At the boat landing, we'd call you.
What would you call it when you put the boat in the water? Do you have a special name for that?
No, I just put them in the water and get ready to go fishing.
Okay.
Pull my dress down.
We're pretty far along here now. There are a few more things that I didn't get the other day.
That's all right.
What are the different kinds of roads? There's the paved road, and then
gravel road.
Uh-huh.
Of course, that's about all you have down here.
Uh-huh.
Of course, some of the road now, the roads through the plantation are not gravel at all. They're just a natural dirt through the cotton field, and they drive on it so long, you know, that it just gets hard from that. It's never cultivated, never plowed up, unless they want to change it, the place, the same field, they want to change and let the road go another way. They just plow across that and start another road just in your plantation. But I paved or gravel.
What would you call a little road that might not even be a road at all? Just a
path?
Or anything else?
Not that I know of.
Did you have any of those?
Huh?
Did you have any little paths?
Oh, there's a path anywhere.
Uh-huh.
You see, if I wanted to go out of this house and go down the hill there to where they've got that little, my old kitchen sitting down there. The other day I went down there and the colored man said, if you come this way, you can go down the path. That's why he'd been walking back and forth working.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, call it a footpath, because it's not meant to be any wider than what you'd walk on.
And those were just kind of made naturally by
just your feet walking.
And you don't have any paved little paths?
Oh, no.
Like you would have
in the city. You do in cities and places in parks and things like that, but not out here.
Did you ever play a game with horseshoes?
I haven't, but I've seen it played. I don't know the name of it, but it's another thing like you'd call a stob or something. They'd put it there and stand off and throw them.
Mm-hmm.
And they had counts for it, each one. Count so much the way you'd ring them and so close to that little post or whatever it was.
So it counted.